talking about the Hodo, and they were named in the, I guess the classification is under the Midwest section is what they call it. And joining us right now, as I scroll down here real quick, I just want to make sure I've got everybody's name in here. We've got Ryan Nitschke. I'm pronouncing that right?
Yep.
And good, sir. And also joining us is Nick Weinhandel.
That's correct.
All right. Hey.
You got it.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, what was the, first of all, let's talk about what is the James Beard Award? This is for folks who may not know.
They refer to it as like the Oscars of the food world. James Beard was kind of the father of American cuisine in a way. Very famous man who kind of helped elevate American cooking and the way Americans think about food. And after his passing, they started a foundation in his honor, the James Beard organization, the James Beard Society. And the awards are basically just to honor food service professionals, you know, bar professionals, food writers, bloggers, chefs. It's a pretty prestigious as far as our realm goes.
Ryan, how did you two come up in as semifinalists? How does that work?
It's a lot of our friends and family and a lot of other food professionals that we know and we've come to know over the years of cooking. They open nominations online on the jamesbeard.org, and then a committee gets together of several different journalists and other food professionals, and they take that list, that nominations, the votes, and they decipher that and decide who should make it to the list.
Okay. I notice it's a duet. I mean, it's the two of you. I mean, a lot of them are single chefs. Is that kind of unusual?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few other places that it's been happened before, but it is pretty unique, and it's worked out for us, and it's nice that we can make it 21 finalists instead of 20 this year.
let's just talk about your background a little bit as far as cooking. How about you first there? Well, we'll go with Nick first.
I guess I started washing dishes at a Chinese restaurant when I was like 15 in Brainerd, Minnesota, which is my hometown. And I didn't really think of it as where I was going to end up, you know, as far as a profession goes, but it's kind of the job that I just kept doing because it was the job I was doing. And then it got to the point where I needed to kind of figure out what I was going to do with my life. So I told my mother I wanted to go to culinary school, and that's what I did. I went to the Le Cordon Bleu program down just outside of Minneapolis in the Mendota Heights, Eagan area. And then from there, I worked at a few different restaurants in the Brainerd area and then found myself in Fargo, North Dakota, and just kind of worked my way up the ranks. And that's, you know, that's it in a nutshell. That's where I'm at now.
Le Cordon Bleu, do they have several locations?
Yeah, all over the country. And then there's a few, like, internationally as well.
Because mm-hmm. I think I've heard that name before. I mean, not only food, but I mean...
right, Le Cordon Bleu, as it were.
Well, good for you. How about you, Ryan?
Kind of the same deal. I just, you know, need a job. Going to high school, got to pay for my own gas money. So I've always been cooking ever since then. And after high school, just had to figure out something else I wanted to do. And just started going to the culinary program at the tech school in Morehead, and worked a few, lots of different restaurants around town, and then found myself at the Hotel Donaldson and just kind of had a chance to learn more and blossom. And I've been there for almost 7 years now.
So. Well, Kim Brewster must be proud, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, he's a frequent guest here on KFGO, especially with Jack and Sandy. And I actually graduated with his brother, for crying out loud. That shows how old I'm getting. The semifinal, was it a big surprise? I mean, how were you notified?
They streamed it live last Wednesday morning. I was watching the live feed just on my mobile device. And yeah, it was a total shock. I kind of freaked out and ran around the apartment. And yeah, I couldn't have told you that we would have made it. I know we really tried to get our friends and family to support us to make it onto that list. But as far as actually seeing our names pop up amongst all those other names, yeah, he's like a face melted off, ran around just like, yeah! And then, I called my mother right away, which of course my dad needs to bust my chops about because she always gets the good news right away and he always gets the bad news right away. So, but
yeah, I don't think I got as crazy as him. I got the phone calls right away. I didn't watch it live like him. I waited. I knew he'd probably call me, so I just waited for him to notify me and let him get all crazy. But yeah, it was like extremely exciting, big surprise. And we worked really hard. So, I mean, it's a surprise, but at the same time, we feel like it's like well-deserved. And especially for our entire team there, we all work so hard. And how about we do? And
well, the Hodo has gotten such great recognition, not only for culinary, but I mean, just for people when they come to Fargo, that's where they want to stay now. You know, I mean, it's becoming almost, I would say, almost worldwide known. Karen has done a great job over there.
Yeah, and that along with the James Beard nomination, we just got our for the second year in a row our AAA Four Diamond Award.
So, oh man,
which is a pretty big deal for our restaurant.
Can you explain that to the folks what that's about?
There's the AAA travel guide. They have different levels of diamonds, and that goes all the way from one diamond to five diamonds to rate their restaurants. And Four Diamonds is pretty much in the top 3%, I believe, of yep. all the restaurants they rate in the wow. in the world. So I mean, it's a pretty big deal. Basically, a couple times a year, you have some AAA critics pop by your restaurant anonymously, and it's up to you to just.
I was going to say that must be part of it. So they got to sneak in there once in a while.
Yep,
and
totally discreetly. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And then, do they write you back then and say, you know, we were there. That was some great food there, guys. We're going to give you four diamonds or three diamonds or whatever.
It's either they kind of let you know that you don't have it anymore or you still have it. So you got to be on your toes always. I'd say it's harder to maintain than it is to earn.
Ryan Nitschke, Nick Winehandle, our special guest here tonight on KFGO. They are semifinalists for the James Beard Award under the category Midwest. I was kind of surprised. You obviously knew about it, but there's a lot of different categories, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know what year it was, but our category used to be lumped up with Chicago and that area. Now they're in the Great Lakes category. So it's become a little bit easier to maybe get on the list. There's more restaurants these days, but they've split it up a little bit more mm-hmm. fairly for a region.
This is obviously your first for a James Beard, right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Has anybody else from this area ever been nominated, do you know?
The previous chef from the Hotel Donaldson, Tim Fisher, was nominated in 2011, and then I don't remember the gentleman's name. That was in 2008.
Nathan Stride, I believe his name is.
From Monty's downtown.
Ah, okay. So you're the third then. You guys are the third.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Super. Well, where does this go from here now?
From here, the list of 20, it's broken down into each region, obviously, and they take a certain list of respected journalists and chefs and previous winners, and they have those people vote and rate the 20, and then the top votes of the 20 become the actual five finalists, the five nominees from each category, each region.
Is this going to be a secret deal then? They're going to come in, or do they actually announce, here I come, and this is the food we're going to be wanting?
They'll be announcing it on March 18th at some, I believe it's in Chicago, a Chicago James Beard sanctioned event. Then I'm sure they'll be live streaming it again, and that's when we'll be able to find out via the internet, obviously. They won't notify us, but then from there, if we make the top five, which would be incredible, we'd go to New York for the ceremonies, and that'd be a pretty amazing experience to hang out with a lot of our peers. So that'd be great.
So then in New York?
Yep. It's at the Lincoln Arts Center?
Yeah. Yep.
So then they will announce the top.
Then the five.
Count it down to
yeah, essentially
one.
At that point in time, and then it becomes like the Oscars. It's a black tie event. There's a red carpet. There's all the big wigs of food and wine as far as chefs and journalists and all that. And then you sit through the award ceremony, and then the five nominees are. And it's all secret ballot. And
everybody from the Food Channel will probably be there, huh?
Yep.
So what's the specialty? What if you knew you had a judge in front of you, what would you present to them? What would you be your specialty?
Me personally, it would be something with fish, but I really love to cook it. So,
you really love to cook? Okay.
Yeah. It's every fish is a little bit different, and I think they take a lot of finesse. It would be something with fish.
Okay.
That's kind of my, I like to cook fish.
All right. Nick, how about you, Ryan?
It's tough. Anything fresh, you know, like I'm a big fan of mushrooms. I can do a lot of fun stuff with fresh mushrooms. Pork is good. I just broke down a whole 217-pound pig before I got here.
Whoa!
I probably smell a little like pork, but it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things
you smell
can
it,
do.
Scott?
It's no different from the usual smell. So.
I thought it was me for a minute.
So, overall, then, when you get down to that final five, what is the award? Trophy?
It's like a medallion. It's the insignia of the organization. It's just a little thing of like James Beard face. It's like a bronze little medallion, and that's it. There's no cash prizes. There's no anything. It's the medallion, and then obviously the prestige. And then from what I understand, there's like a lot of people who want to come and, you know, sponsor you for certain stuff. And yeah, you get a lot of street credit off that one.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, we've got things coming up too. You got Bros on Broadway, which it looks like both of you are preparing for.
Yep. Yeah, I was gonna ask Bob to qualify for the John Beard Award. Does one have to have a beard?
I think you embarrassed him for just a second there.
You were going to bring it up that they've got facial hair.
Well, the Bros on Broadway just around the corner. Very mm-hmm. good. Mm-hmm. So let's say the film festival is coming up, and you know you're probably going to have a rush mm-hmm. with a lot of folks. Does that kind of put any pressure on you to when you have to prepare so much for all these people?
Yeah, man, it's just what we do every day. We have lots of different events, and I know for that particular event, I know there's a lot of people going to be downtown, and we have a little gala event at the Hodo for the film festival. You know,
some of the things are like planned in advance, so we know what's coming at us. We know we have a certain amount of appetizers we need to put out, and it makes things a little easier that way.
Hey, by the way, this is interesting that I just thought of this now, but we were up there on the rooftop. I mean, not recently, but I mean up there, and you guys. Are they going to expand that at all? That's almost looks like you need more room up there. Bigger crowds up there want to go up there.
Well, that's kind of the draw, you know?
Yeah.
Only so many people can make it up there at one time.
There are certain weight limits and restrictions and all that kind of stuff, architecturally speaking, you know, put limits.
We were up there for the 48-hour film festival one year, and I was up there, and it's a really nice venue up there on the roof. You know, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So tell us about what's coming up here. You got the Bros on Broadway, but is there any tips for the folks as far as ordering is concerned or food choices? Or
I would say just come on in, anybody. We just want to, you know, let everybody know that it's another place, a casual place. Our restaurant's just another restaurant. It doesn't need to be a special occasion. Come any mm-hmm. night of the week. We got a new menu. We change our menus 4 times a year with the season, and we got a new spring menu coming out early April. And then just before that, we also have a wine dinner we're scheduling for April Fool's Day. And it's not a joke, I swear. I promise.
And when you go, order the fish with mushrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for stopping in. I'm crossing my fingers for you. Once again, give us those dates. When do they going to knock it down to 5?
March 18th.
And that's probably going to be streamed, you said?
It should be streamed. It'll probably be on Twitter. I'm sure it'll be on Facebook. So, and if not, the news will pop up real quick.
Well,
so.
Chris Kurzman will definitely let us know. I don't know if you know
yep,
him.
Chris yep. Kurzman, good friend. Yeah. Love that guy.
So he will, and he usually is here once a week, so he'll be in. I'm sure he'll let us know as well. So the James Beard Award 2014 for restaurant and chef semifinalists. And you've just heard from two of the finest in the Midwest. And Nick and Ryan, thank you so much for joining us here tonight on KFGO. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. You-